Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on 30th of July, Thursday the 30th of July. I'm not going to lie, I'm very stressed. The sort of realisation that I've got a massive amount to sort out in 4 or 5 days for you guys going forward, and waiting on other people for a couple of bits. I'm getting a little bit... Yeah, a little bit stressed, I'm not going to lie. Unlike me, but it is an unusual end to the season, isn't it? And I've got this new stuff I want to get out, but it's nobody's fault. It's just the way the games are falling, and that we need to let other games finish before we can change things. And as an example, people are asking me what price the tool will be tomorrow. I actually want to launch two tools, there's another one alongside it, but the guy who's helping me with it is, I don't know what the actual, whether we're ready or not. I'm waiting to hear back from him, because if we are ready, then that will affect it, because in effect we'd sell the two as a package, or each individually, or it may just be the other one, but that's why I can't do anything, because I'm just flapping around, waiting for things. Very harsh on my singing, you lot, yesterday. It was absolutely flipping bang on. I've listened back a few times. I might actually get it recorded. Superb. Absolutely superb. And you're knocking, it just leads me to want to do it more. Right, nothing today, bet-wise, a few games, I think. I don't know whether Ireland starts tomorrow, a bit of Swiss, but nothing of interest for me. And then we've got the final week of Serie A over the weekend, and we can start to look straight to the new season. And Scotland, isn't it, starting, I was informed yesterday. Spoke to BetEngine Alistair, and he informed me that the Jocks are starting up again. He is one of my favourite people, I have to say. He'll be listening, but I do like Alistair of BetEngine. So I had to cut off then. My phone rang. It was old Spready. Spready ringing me about the new FTS Ultimate Profit Analyzing Wrap tool. It's being called OptiBet because it optimizes your bet. We're calling it OptiBet. But I've just absolutely owned him. I've absolutely owned him on Excel. I mean, this, I don't know, really know what to say. I've done a couple of cartwheels around the room. Just going through how it works so I can make the videos. Had a couple of things to check up on. And one of the areas was I couldn't get one of the columns to filter as I would want it to. Try this, he said, didn't work. Try this, he said, didn't work. Try this, he's got me putting in speech marks, inverted commas. I mean, I call them an apostrophe, he's calling it an inverted comma. That's the old college for you. Something else he had me try. He's basically got me going through all the symbols on the keyboard. And I just happened to say, I think this works if you put it between asterisks, Chris. And I, sure enough, I shared the screen with him, typed it in, job done in a second. Fully working. He was talking about adding extra columns, doing this, doing that. Oh dear, sitting, scratching his poor little head. Absolutely owned him. He didn't, his little face dropped, his little face giblipped there, because he's just got absolutely owned by the football bettor over the Excel genius. There, lovely. Right, I have now just literally, whilst I've been recording this podcast, taken delivery of three OptiBet tools for FTS Ultimate, one for Poisson, one for the new leagues database, one for the main leagues database. I've just need to update them with the latest data, and then they will get their final lot of significant testing. And as I say, sign up for that opens tomorrow, and we'll... ship them out the back end of next week to people. Hopefully. I mean, you don't know now. He doesn't know it's asterisk to do this and that, whether I've caught him out or not. And my tester, your copies will be winging your way to you later today. I need to make you a little video. At some stage, I'll make a little video this afternoon of what to do and send that over. But we'll get all that finalised this week. They are fantastic. They are awesome, I have to say. Love it. Absolutely brilliant. Right, so that's that. What was I going? Oh, I was going to talk about... I had an interesting conversation yesterday. I mean, people sort of say do more discipline and things, and you end up just lapping back the same old info. And it doesn't matter, you know, I don't think it does any harm every couple of 3 months to revisit things and talk about things. But I'm going to upset some people with this. I've always been a bit of a swim against the tide and feel you're pushing water uphill sort of guy in lots of things in life and in betting in particular. And obviously the standard sort of cliche is you won't win anything unless you've got a profitable system. And of course there's some merit in that. But the problem you've got is lots of people with profitable systems or profitable methods, profitable tools, access to profitable selections, still don't win. So for me, it always starts with the person. I couldn't give a fuck what system they're using at the minute. If people can't do things properly, they've got no chance anyway. You can give them whatever you like. I mean, I remember JG saying to me years ago, my sort of guy who got me into doing this professionally, and he was a multi-millionaire through betting on horse racing. And he said, you deal with idiots. And he said, you can give the best system in the world to some clowns and they've got no chance. He said, and you can pretty much give the same system to 10 different people and get 10 different results. And I believe that is absolutely right. But it doesn't just apply to gambling, it's life in general. I mean, in the gambling aspect, Chris Jones, who I don't often admit it publicly, but I really like, and Chris is somebody whose journey's sort of sampled with football betting, Forex, but a number of years back now, started on the bonuses, you know, profit maximizer stuff, whatever it is. And I've never ever done it, but I you know, I don't talk a lot to Chris, but we meet for a beer, have phone calls. And I remember one conversation he said to me 2 or 3 years ago. We were sat in the pub and he said, we were talking about it, and we were talking about degenerates. He loves the word degenerate gamblers. And we were saying that he does something where you cannot lose. It's bonuses and arbitrage, in effect, that you cannot lose. Everything is a guaranteed profit and a guaranteed EV. And he said the Facebook group or whatever group they have, chat group, whatever, is full of absolute degenerates. You'll get people who say, I've £100 on whatever, profit maximizer stuff, bonuses, I don't know what it is. But then I lost £500 spinning at the roulette. So they've got something that wins the money, that works, is just easy to follow, do discipline, but they can't do it. And that, for me, is where it starts. And it is in all walks of life. I'm very black and white with these things. I'm like, if you want to give up smoking, oh, I can't give up. Yes, you fucking can. Put them in the fucking bin and don't have another cigarette. It's that fucking simple. It really is. And I do it because I can go to Vegas and smoke 100 fags, throw them in the bin at Vegas airport and get off the plane in England and not touch a cigarette. It doesn't fucking faze me. I'm going to lose weight. These diets are no good. There's loads of good diets out there. You don't stop fucking eating. That's why you don't lose weight. Stop fucking eating this shit and blaming everybody else. It's everything. Golf, I was, you know, I don't play now, but when I played golf, I was quite good. The number of people who go to golf that I know, now, people listening to this, I guarantee you, who are golfers, it's a popular sport, go and have a half-hour golf lesson and expect that magic 30 minutes is going to change their life and they're going to be brilliant again. And then they go, oh, I had a lesson the other day, didn't do me any good. No, because you don't get fucking good having a 30-minute golf lesson. You get good by hitting 400, 500, 600 balls a week and practicing. That's how you get good. But you don't want to do that. You want some bloke to wave a magic wand and tell you you're good at golf. And it's exactly the same. It doesn't matter. Weight loss, habits, and I appreciate some things are addictive. Get that, but it's a matter of taking responsibility for yourself, and gambling for me just fits in that mold. It's all too easy. Blame the tipster. Oh, this doesn't work. This is shit. Blah, blah, blah. And want to do no fucking work yourself whatsoever. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. So it doesn't, for me, start with a profitable system. It starts with the fucking individual sat full power over his fingers, thumbs, toes, mouth, whatever, putting bets on. That's what it starts with. And if you cannot fucking get that right, give the fucking game up, honestly. It's as simple as that. I was talking to this guy yesterday, fucking annoyed me, just telling me how it wasn't me, it's there. And then you say to him, and he says, I used to bet, I don't normally bet away teams, but I saw one with value and I did that. Well, if you don't bet away teams, why are you betting away teams? If that's not what you do, why are you fucking doing it? Because it lost, somehow it's my fault, because the data's on there. Fuck off, honestly. Does my absolute head in. That is where it starts, and we're going into a new season. Doesn't matter. I'm not talking about whether you just use FTS. You might be a horse racing trader. You might be a pre-match football trader. You might be, you know, something else. What you do isn't trading. I don't give a fuck about the semantics of it, of what's this and what's that. I started off, it's called football trading system, because I started off laying the draw and I did trade. I removed my liability. Seeing on Twitter, what's the difference between gambling, betting and trading? It doesn't fucking matter. Can you do any of it? No, you can't. What are you worrying about? People say, we're not gamblers, we're traders. If you're betting a late goal, you're not a fucking trader. You're betting on a late goal. You're not getting in and out. A trade for me has an entry point and an exit point. That is a trader. When I bet on first half goals, let's go in after 25 minutes, I'm not trading them, I'm betting them. I'm betting them in three stages, but I'm having a bet that there's going to be a first half goal. If I bet on over 1.5 and I'm going to remove my liability, I'm trading it. That's the actual factual difference of it. But sitting there going, I'm not a trader, I'm a bettor, or we're not this, we're not that, it doesn't actually fucking matter, because when you speak to these people, they can't do fucking any of it. Honestly, this guy, you see, he said, you're not a trader, it's football trading, but you don't trade it. Ultimate's all fixed odds and you're betting. Yes, okay, I'll change the fucking name if it suits you. Fuck off. Honestly, I didn't want this to turn into one of them, but yeah, it's old Chrissy boy. Let's get back to Chrissy and his Excel. I could talk about that all day. Chrissy, let's get everyone in the pub. Asterisk. No, but that's what it is for me. It's not a view that people like, because it doesn't suit them. You know, I mean, my best mate in the horse racing, the guy drinks, and I'm not exaggerating. If he goes to the pub, he'll drink 10 pints, and he goes to the pub 6-7 days a week, eats absolute shit. And in lockdown, he moved in with his mum. So all of a sudden, his mum was cooking him decent food and the pubs were shut and he lost a load of weight. You're talking about a guy who's 20-odd stone, lost a load of weight. Last week, he went to the pub 6 nights on the spin. And I said to him, you're back into it again, and you're back into doing what you're doing. It's all going to go there. Oh, I can't lose weight. He's one of them, I can't lose any weight. I don't know how you do it. I can't lose any weight. I can't keep my weight down. Well, don't drink fucking 20 pints of lager every day and you'll keep your weight down. Quite simple. And now it's always an excuse why he goes to the pub. Oh, I'll stress with this, I'll stress with that. No, you weren't. You wanted a drink because you're fucking greedy. And it is exactly that. I have no time for people like that who say they can't do this and they can't. And it's always somebody else's fault. It's always something else or somebody else's fault that they haven't succeeded in whatever it is in life and nothing works for them. It's poor little them. It's never anybody else's fault. Just circumstance. It's just circumstances. It always happens to me. It always happens to me. Actually sit back, take a look at what you do. You can read all the books in the world. You can do whatever you like. If you don't actually start to change the way you are, nothing is going to fucking change. And gambling is exactly the same for me as if you want to become good at a sport, if you want to lose weight, if you want to pack up smoking, get up in the morning and fucking do it. And if you want to get good at punting, get up and fucking work at it and you might give yourself a chance. Unfortunately, it is all too easy because people put bets on Twitter and this, that and the other, tipsters, load of old shit. I don't get the fear of missing out. I've never really understood that, this FOMO thing. I've never experienced it, had it. Is it a real thing? I don't know, but it seems to be. I've never really understood it, why people are so obsessed what others are doing. If he's got it, I've got to have it. But, you know, you do see that in golf, don't you? You know, whatever the Callaway say, or launch a new driver, say it goes 20 yards further and everybody rushes out. It'll go 20 yards further maybe for Dustin Johnson, but for average Joe on a Saturday morning, it'll just go in the shit like the rest of him. You might as well give him a fucking frying pan to hit it with. So, yeah, that's it. Have a look at yourself. Stop blaming other people. Stop worrying about things that don't need worrying about. Stop worrying about semantics. Actually, look at what you do. Get up, and if you want to do anything, fucking get a plan and do it, and stop fucking moaning about everybody else and feeling sorry for yourself and how hard done by you are. Just crack on. And it doesn't start with a system. It starts with the fucking person. Everything starts with the person. You're in full control of your own limbs. Get up and fucking get it sorted. That's that. Right. Where else was I going? Can't remember. Honestly can't see. I get myself in these fizzes and everything else goes out the window. Slip inside the eye of your mind. right. No, I'm going to sit and make a video for this new tool. It will be on sale tomorrow. I'll let you know about the rest bits. The chase is on. It is going to be 5 days of long days, but we will get it all sorted for you for next week. Enjoy your Thursday, and I will be back with you. I'll be back with you. What is it today? Thursday, though, yeah. Friday tomorrow, ultimate process in the morning. I'll be back after I've done that. Chrissy, son, you put it in asterisks. Just put it in asterisks and it works. It's simple, son.